The Rush Hour with JB and Billy starts in less than 10 seconds.
1-2 testy, 1-2 testy.
Make sure you don't miss a thing by downloading the Triple M app.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Because you're talented, Jim. You can't be getting people to make coffee for you.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Jill makes you a cup of tea every day. No.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
I feel good.
I mostly liked how Bill described himself as talent.
Yes.
That's the first time that's ever been said. I'll tell you what we're doing today, by the way, on a Tuesday.
Yep.
And that's giving you the best 2 hours you'll ever hear.
Mm.
At Wayne Carey Inn.
Yeah.
Not far away, in fact, the Duck. And looking forward to talking to him about lots of things. Aaron Norton, I know you want to pick his brains. But also the Kangas.
Yes.
Much better on Sunday. You'll be happy with that. And then second half, Tyson Goldsack.
The Sack.
The Sack. Who we love, one of our family members, an all-time great, so premiership player, of course, for Collingwood, and you don't say that about too many strolling around, soaked in rabs. Also, Bill's massive
North
ball.
Yes.
I don't think so.
What about...
Not alive.
My massive ball has got bigger.
It has.
Yeah.
It went bananas.
Gone berserk.
It completely and utterly bananas.
You know why? It's a good name.
Oh, no. Bill's massive ball. So we got that. A little bit of topics. Brayshaw coming up. I've just got a nice feeling about this show. Hello to you, Fat Stuff.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy. G'day, listeners. G'day to you, Reps.
I'm very excited to announce that Megan and myself had a baby.
Boy, oh, boy, wowee.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
A little bit of creative editing there, Rebsy.
Well done, Rebsy.
Right.
Finally had a boy.
Hmm.
Have they named it yet?
No.
I see James is at $5.50.
Why wouldn't you? Just one of the all-time greats.
But have a listen to these
just works.
Flog names, right? These are the... Philip. Who call your kid Philip?
No. Well, it's obviously after Phil the Greek.
Yeah. James.
Yeah, well, there you are. There's the winner.
Edward.
Don't look any further.
Alexander. Henry Charles. Andrew. Michael. Terrible names.
Flog names. Have a listen to them, will you?
And then there's LeBron at 501 to 1.
Oh, you don't
think LeBron? Maybe Kobe, 501. Lebo. And Billy at, that's
a
favourite.
Bill's a long way back. Righto, well done to them.
Yeah.
What else you got for me?
Oh, I got some footy news here, Jimmy boy. Stephen May, reportedly.
Oh, no.
Even apologised to his Melbourne teammates this morning.
If you can get the pen out.
Yep. Had a chat to his teammates this morning after drinking on the weekend. I want to ask Duck about that.
Reportedly.
Yep, exactly.
Yep.
Josh Marnie, the footy manager at Melbourne, said Stephen May has been dealing with some personal issues for a period of time now. He made a poor decision on the weekend and went to a pub. Went to a pub and had about three beers, Jim. So it's just an interesting time we live in now. But you'd have three beers, they'd say, go back out and have another five. In the good old days, Jim.
Well,
wow.
We're not in those days anymore, Bill.
Have we changed?
We have
moved
changed.
Out.
I think we have.
Former first round draft pick.
Moved out.
Hugh Goddard, Jim, is now at Carlton. He looks like he might play at Carlton this weekend.
Oh, very good.
Take the Liam Jones a spot. Okay. Also, Tom Brown reports that North Melbourne will announce a full review of their footy operations, Jim.
Bill. Ben Buckley, the chairman of North Melbourne, said that the club was going to call a full review on an AM station a month ago.
Well, Tom's going with it. He's all over it.
I think when the chairman goes on air and states that that's what's going to happen, I reckon that's probably what's going to happen.
Well, he also said, Tom said, he can see a scenario where Brad Scott is not coaching at North next year and mentioned St Kilda in the same sentence.
Well, who said that?
Tom.
Tom said that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, right, I see.
Well, I'm reading off the page here, Jim. Cam Zerha.
Cam Zerha, the zoo.
He's the Norwich Union rising star.
Norwich rising star. Well, what is wrong with you? Honestly.
Or the Ansett rising star, Jim.
Oh, my God. It was the Ansett Cup, Bill.
The Escort.
You would have played in the Ansett Cup.
And the Escort Cup. What else?
Craven A Special Mile. Do you want to bring out any other brands from back in the
Winfield.
Day?
Winfield. young Collingwood midfielder. I wonder where Braden Sire was. He was very good last year. He's out now. He's been in the VFL. He's got a calf injury.
Tough midfield to get into, by the way.
Well, it is indeed, Jim. And what else we got? The Game of Thrones, Jim?
Time for it.
Well, don't you, we've got a disclaimer, don't
well,
we?
Just to let people know that if they're worried about this being a spoiler, they obviously have never listened to Bill speak because he's incapable of spoiling anything. But there is nothing about last night's episode in this summary that's going to tell you what actually happened. So you don't have to concern yourself with that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Bill, it's my understanding that there was a coffee cup in a scene.
A takeaway coffee cup.
Which I don't reckon they would have had back in the... When is this thing set?
1400s or
1400s.
Something.
1400s. So,
no, I don't think
Yeah, the continuity issue there.
But they spend millions on each episode, Jim.
Yep.
And there's a takeaway coffee cup there in front of the Dragon Lady.
We've left our man to tell us exactly what happens on Game of Thrones. So hit it, Rabs.
Have you been watching Games of Thrones?
35-minute mark last night. Some sex scenes, Jim. But... no baps.
That's Have you it. Been watching Games of Thrones?
That's it, Jim.
That's it.
That's it. That's it, Jim.
Can you believe that?
35-minute mark.
There was a sex scene, but no baps.
There was.
That's the end of your rap.
And, yeah, and there was nearly another one, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Between
oh,
the,
oh, no. The All right, well, that'll do us. We'll get the duck involved in this show
come
next.
Come on, duck.
Oh, and the King's wandered in. We love when he comes in and
just
gives us a nice 20 minutes of his time, Fat.
It's nice of him to do that
when
he's contracted.
Busy. Welcome, Duck.
G'day, gentlemen. Good to be here.
Lots to talk to you about, but you would have been much happier, I imagine, with your old club.
Yeah, they were a lot better, weren't they? And right from the get-go. And that's what you want, Bill, when you're out of form. Get off to a good start.
Benny Brown.
Against an opposition. A lot of people have been giving the Blues a bit of a whack this week, but... they're in good form leading into that. So,
should have won the week before against Liverpool.
It was well done, and the leaders obviously stood up, and a couple of the youngsters followed, and that's generally how it should be.
Well, and that's the sort of intensity that we saw over 22 games last year. So the questions came because that that intensity waned, in especially a couple of really bad weeks.
Waned.
So these two, exactly, these two, those four quarters on the weekend is now the benchmark that they got to hit every week. And if they do, North Melbourne people are happy.
Well, it's the only four-quarter game they've played all year. Even the win they had against Adelaide, you know, it was probably two quarters out of the four. So, look, they now, hopefully, can build on that and chalk up a few more wins.
Gary Ablett appeals. Fair enough.
Yes, fair enough. And all of the appeals, Bill, this year have gotten off except for Jack Riewoldt's pizzly little fine.
Yep.
Oh, and Luke McDonald, I think, didn't get off. But you have a very good chance if you go up.
Good chance of getting off. Yeah. And I think that he will get off.
Of course he
will. I just think that, you know, they've sort of, the letter of the law said he probably had to get a week, given left the ground, it was an elbow. As soon as it's an elbow, Bill,
you're right.
It's categorised as intentional. So the only thing Chris O could do, and I'm very critical of the MRP, the only thing he could do was say a week, and now they'll appeal and he'll get off.
Should there be a box that if you play 300 games and you don't get reported, you get the good bloke tick?
I think that your record should come into account, given how many years he's played, what he's given to the game. I do think it should come into account. And remember, it was only a little while ago, Bill, that it did.
Yeah.
And then they changed the point system, remember?
No.
And if you had a good record, looked after, you can't remember that, Bill.
I can't remember what we did Saturday.
No, exactly. We wouldn't have a clue, Bill.
Well, you went to Auskick in your active wear with no shorts on.
I had shorts on.
No, you didn't.
I did.
It was good of you to see that. And a big day coming up this Sunday too for you, of course. We'll talk about that later. Now, Stephen May.
Mother's my most expensive day of the year.
Mother's Day, Jim. He's got to drive around. He's got three deliveries to do with roses and chocolates.
Bill thinks it's the funniest thing.
I think he loves it.
Can Ducks even have a laugh about it? So that's good. Stephen, mate, he broke the club drinking rules. I think he only had a couple of pints at a pub. What are your thoughts?
Look, I think it's been blown completely out of proportion, to be honest with you. And I know a few. When you're injured, Bill, I get it. That first, 48 hours, even week, if you've got a soft tissue injury, it's obviously very important. When you're back into doing full training like he is, then that muscle isn't in recovery mode. And I get, but you've also got a life. You've got to have an outlet. You can't, what do the people expect him to do? Sit at home on his stationary bike and be watching the footy the whole time. Mm. He's in a new city, making new friends. He's a young man. he's got to have a light bill. And my understanding from 3 until 6 in the afternoon, it's not exactly a bender. It's not like he's out all night. I mean, I just think, you know, this has just been completely blown out of proportion, if you ask me.
And now, I don't think there's any penalty. I think he apologised to the Melbourne players this morning, and that's done.
Well, if I was the Melbourne boys, I'd probably go and have a cuppa with him the way they're playing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they did have a win. That wasn't a great game.
Win, but it wasn't, sometimes you've got to win ugly, and they won ugly. But, no, I don't have a problem with what Stephen May did.
I understand
he's trying to win the respect of his new team. But even in doing that, so he's come to a new club, he's injured, wouldn't be feeling great about himself right now. Everyone's saying, you know, was it a great deal? And he wouldn't be feeling great. So to have a little release, catch up with some friends for a few hours, Bill.
Yeah, I'm with you.
The only thing I would say to that, Duck, and I have no idea, by the way, is if the playing group, as a group, said, righto, we've had a shocking start to the year, so we're going to do X, Y, and Z over the next month to get our house back in order. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we're not going to do is cumulatively not going to have a drink, and everyone signs off on it.
Yep.
That's when, I guess, a playing group can arc up. Because if they go, we all said we're not going to do it.
Team rules.
Yeah. And a week later, there you are, photographed on the pitch. That might be the only way that could be an issue.
Yeah, I agree with that. And if they all signed up to that, then that's why they're not winning games either. Well, because you know what? Because
that's a big if, by the way. I have no idea if that
happened. That would come from a group of players. It wouldn't, and I would assume, and we all know this, we've all been at clubs, that when you do things like that, that is not taken on board by everyone, Bill. There are people that would be not happy about that. So you are putting people offside straight away by making those black and white rules.
You certainly did.
I don't like them, Bill.
No, well, I don't like them.
And it puts people offside. It's no different to, and Nathan Buckley's admitted, it's no different to Bucks being a young coach, wanting everyone to prepare like him when the simple facts are they don't. He's realised now, you know what, I've just got to relax a little bit and look what the team's
doing. We're all different.
So, exactly. So don't make those type of rules because you know what you do? You're setting yourself up for failure.
I need to put a rider in there, Bill. I'm not saying that happened.
Well,
I have zero idea that happened. Right. So I hope that people going, righto, well, that's what the backstory was because I actually have zero idea.
Tease, Jimmy.
We need you to hang around.
Two words. Aaron Norton.
Mm. Oh, I've got another tease.
What's yours?
New South Wales.
That's three.
I didn't put words to it. I just teased it. The fact that we are going to discuss New South Wales football next.
No, we're not.
The Duck. Wayne Carey's in the studio.
Now, I know you're going to get to Aaron Norton soon. Jim. The man who's taken the second most contested marks in the history of the AFL since that stat's been recorded. But the greatest New South Wales team of all time is about to be revealed.
That's right.
Now, there's no doubt that, you know, the great man here, you know, Paul Kelly, you know, there's some names, Terry Danaher, that just jump straight out at you. That you just go, well, there could be no doubt that they would be involved.
Yes.
But then there's the next tier, and you'd be pretty confident, you know, that well, you'd think, to be sort of involved.
Well, there's John Longmire, Tom Hawkins.
The Tomahawk, of course, would be, you know.
Keep going.
Well, I know this for a fact, JB. I know that this has taken, they've taken it very seriously.
Yes.
Richard Collis, Jared Healy, big names have put their, they've picked this team, Bill. And it's taken so long to pick it that they haven't been able to invite, you know, they haven't been able to put the invites out too early, Bill.
When is the function?
Well, the function's this Thursday, Bill. Oh.
So what interests me with this is we've gone through the top tier.
In Sydney.
The very easily
Sydney.
Picked.
In Sydney.
And then you've got the next tier who could rightfully expect to be in there. Mm. And then you've got old Fat, the old drilledry flyer.
The leading goal kicker of the Allies.
Who has not even had his phone rung.
Have you been invited?
Yeah, Bill, I have. Oh, right. Have you?
Well, I've just changed house.
No!
I'm not sure. I must go and check the old joint.
Fat. Mate. They haven't even dialed you up.
I'm fairly adamant that I was there, Bill.
Bill.
You've got to be in
this team. In actual fact, they've rang about 12 times.
You kicked eight for the Allies, didn't you, one day?
Oh, that was horse.
All right.
I kicked eight in four games. Oh. But, oh, fair dinkum. I gave my blood, heart and soul and blood and tears to that side. And when we beat Victoria that night at the SCG, that side should go in.
Wasn't Johnny Longmire on fire that night?
He kicked eight all night.
He was a 19-year-old then,
yes,
kicking against Victoria, which was a very strong Victorian team, mind you. Although that New South Wales team that played that night, I think if you'd driven through New South Wales, you're eligible.
Yeah, right.
So it was probably not a real New South Wales
team. But anyway, you reckon that team alone should be
just that team goes straight in. We had old blokes, officials, that have been with the New South Wales team for 60 years crying. And then we went down to the Cross and the pink pussycat. Duck.
Your memory of things is incredible. I don't remember
you
that.
You can't be rolling with actually, that.
I was barely old enough to go out, Bill.
Oh, did you stop your duck? You belted six security guards to get into one joint. Me and you cleaned them up.
I was about 17.
So, Bill, you've been overlooked.
Well, I haven't got an invite yet, but I'll check the mailbox. Aaron.
Apparently, Brent Staker and Dean Solomon have been invited. Fat! You can't be coming in behind those blokes.
Michael Phelan.
Oh, no.
Michael Werner.
What are we dealing with?
The Fridge.
Fridge Roberts. Come on.
Now, Aaron Norton. Do you know who he is, Doug?
Of course I know who he is.
How good is this young boy? He's only a teenager still.
Yeah, he's still 19. Very talented, isn't he? Look, he obviously had a great game on the weekend. He's been quiet the couple of weeks before that. But what I love, Bill, is his attack on the footy. He's not always going to take nine contested marks, but he will not be outmarked because he's courageous in the air and he flies from anywhere. He really does attack the footy. Not too many. Jeremy Cameron's got back to doing that. Ooh. And look at his year. He's having an amazing year. He went away from that for a little bit. He's got back to doing that. But no, exciting prospect. And he's going to have his inconsistencies because he's just – and he's the sole target.
Yeah.
Once he gets a little bit of support around him
– He's not a forward either.
He'll excel once again.
All I can say is
– Remember the name!
Remember the name.
Remember the name.
Somehow Bill's attached Carlos Brathwaite to Aaron Norton. None of us know why.
What about this story that Duck wrote? Could Carlton be closer to a flag than Hawthorn? Interesting little line. When did you write that?
Yeah, well, just ahead of the curve, Bill. I wrote that on Friday.
Yes.
The Hawthorn are in a precarious situation at the moment, and Clarko said as much. They've got to decide how they go about this next phase because they're not a club that wants to just sit around the middle. Mm-hmm. So they've got some pretty big decisions. Given that I think we brought up on Talking Footy last night, I think there's 8 or 9 30-year-olds, which is the most in the comp on their list, and probably 3 of those you'd say will finish up more than likely, Bill, at the end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 3 that are in the actual team now. You'd say Burgoyne and Ruffy and these guys.
Young kids coming through?
Well,
give me a name.
No.
A 23 or under.
Well, the concern for me, when you get, he's 20, he's been in the system 5 years and doesn't get a regular game, but he's one that you look at straight away and say he's got talent.
Got rid of Burton, put in that game.
Yeah, Brand's one that's in and out.
Cousins.
They've got, look. They've got Mitch on the weekend. Mitchell's out of that team. When he comes back in, they'll clearly be stronger, given he's one of the best on ball.
No, you're talking about big fella, number eight. Lewis Mitchell.
Lewis Mitchell. But there's not a lot. They don't come to your minds straight away.
No, they don't. So they've been such a great club, though, Bill, and this is why they're in this predicament.
Exactly.
They just haven't had draft picks. So Carlton should be in front of them when it comes to young talent because they've had so many picks. And it's an interesting time for the Hawks.
Tim Kelly, you know, he's probably on $200,000 at the minute. His second year at the club, Jim, would that be right? He'd be on about...
When you first get signed, you automatically have a standard of payment.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you match a fee on top of that. And then but I'm sure they would have about 30 times put a deal in front of him to extend that.
If the Cats were smart, Bill, they would be just... they'd just be giving him more money, full stop, right now, saying, we'll just give you this anyway.
What, sneakily under the
table? Well, no, not under the table. Well, just saying you deserve more money than
I reckon they would have tried to do that.
And you don't think that they have?
Well, management said, we'll have a chat at the end of the year. So I think the Cats have tried everything.
Given what other guys are getting at other clubs.
Yeah.
What's he worth?
He's worth 800 grand a year.
800.
Said Lewis Mitchell before. Lewis.
Mitchell Lewis.
Is the footballer we're talking about at Hawthorn. So 800.
800.
And look, very smart, I think, by his manager, because if he is eyeing going home, then he doesn't want to commit himself to a number. Yeah, he will get beautifully remunerated in this next deal.
And so he should. I mean, you've got to remember, mature age recruit, missed, you know, so many drafts, overlooked. Yep. And now this is his payday. Billy's got a young family.
Yep.
He has.
You know, make the most of it. Sign a big deal. And if it has to be to go home, because let's be honest, the Cats are probably not going to give him 800 a year.
No. West Coast and Freo will.
That's what I'm saying. If he wants to set his family up, Billy probably has
to. Now, Duck, as we let you go, have you caught up with Game of Thrones? Are you up to the absolute minute?
No, I'm not up to the minute. Right. Well, I haven't started watching this last season, Bill.
We're down to one dragon.
Duck, please put one on him.
Don't you.
Put one on his chin for all of us.
Dragon, the old dragon woman.
Look, Duck, please just put one on him. Put him to sleep.
And have a good Sunday.
Put him to sleep for all of our sakes.
In the car driving around.
Which one do you go to first?
It's the rush hour.
Great seeing you. Time to engage the family 133353 style there, Fat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, I'm leaving the car park downstairs the other day.
Oh, not another car park one.
After working extraordinarily hard.
At 3:59, Bill, I reckon you were leaving.
I'm exiting the car park after really getting my hands dirty.
You're out of here before the credits stop.
I haven't got any print left on my fingers. If I got picked up by a member of the police department and they tried to fingerprint me, seriously, it'd just be a smudge.
You're out the door before four.
Anyway, I'm exiting behind this Mercedes wagon.
Oh, nice.
But it was like not a SUV, like a sedan wagon, if you know what I mean. Lower. Anyway, I got the feeling that this bloke ahead of me might have been a touch of a smack.
Oh.
Just the way he was exiting the car park.
How could you tell?
Gunning the engine and carrying on like a bit of a tockley.
A fool's head.
Anyway, we get to the boom gate. Ahead of the Mercedes wagon is a little hatchback.
Oh, nice.
Mm. Right. The driver of the hatchback puts the ticket into the machine, because you and I get a pass.
We do.
And we can come in and out, obviously, because it's our place of work. Rab's still got to pay, but we get this white pass, so we get in and out. Doesn't pay.
Nice pass.
Bill gets us in and out, but everyone else who exits the downstairs car park needs to pay for a ticket in a normal way.
Talent, Jim.
Anyway, so we get to the boom gate.
Yes.
The little hatchback driver puts the ticket in.
Yep.
Boom gate opens.
Opens.
Out he goes. And then the Mercedes wagon driver guns his engine and gets out as well before the boom gate comes down.
So he didn't pay.
He
took the hatchback's money virtually.
Sneaky bastard.
Is that what you said?
That's what I said.
Sneaky bastard.
Sneaky bastard. And Bill, hence 133353, the question we're asking is, when was the last time you saw something like that happen and you said, sneaky bastard? Because that was very sneaky.
That's very sneaky.
It was. I tried to speed up and get a look at him.
Oh, yeah.
But he went the other way. So.
You tried to speed up and get through too.
No, I didn't have to. I just wanted to see what this sneaky bastard looked like.
Sneaky bastard.
Went the other way.
No.
Anyway, so, Bill, what are we giving away, Rabs?
Rabs. To help prepare for the new X-Men movie, Dark Phoenix, we're giving away a 9-movie collection of all the X-Men movies and a $100 Uber Eats voucher to eat while watching.
Fair dinkum.
Bloody hell, that's a prize.
How many X-Men's have there been?
I just said 9.
I wasn't listening. 9!
There's got to be a number 10 coming out.
That is a nuts prize. Mm. All right, so 133353, when have you seen behaviour that's made you say, sneaky bastard?
Sneaky bastard.
All right, well, I know you've got one. We'll get to yours next.
Okay.
Because it might involve a staff member from here.
Little bald-headed man.
Now, Bill.
Yep.
We're talking about sneaky bastards.
We are.
Right? Then this bloke was downstairs. He's in his Merc and he's just waited for the person in front to put the ticket in.
And then
up goes the boom gate. Bang!
Did the runner.
Just snuck in before the boom gate came down. Two cars exiting at the one time.
And you said?
Sneaky bastard.
That's right.
So do you know of such behaviour?
We know this gentleman, Jim. He might anchor the Kennedy Malloy show.
Oh, no.
Dangerous. But anyway.
Dangerous day.
You know what he does downstairs? Yes. He goes down to the self-service area and he gets cashews and puts them through at the price of peanuts.
Where is that man?
Because the cashews are a lot more expensive, Jim.
Come on, least
and he
dangerous.
Just print, he knocks in, they're only peanuts. Yeah,
the sneaky bastard.
And that's what I said, you sneaky little
bastard.
Well,
there you go. There's an example of it. Amazing prize to give away. Adrian Keylor Downs gets us underway. Ado?
G'day, JB and Bill. How are you?
Adrian.
Oh, no. Oh, well, now that you say that, Bill, I saw two blokes at a sports store.
Yeah.
They were trying on actually boxing gloves, and they were opening up the cheap bag, trying on the cheap pair, then also trying on the $150 pair, then putting the $150 pair in the cheap bag and walking off to pay
sneaky
for it.
Bastards.
And I thought, yeah, sneaky bastards.
That's it, Bill. This is the whole thing we're talking about.
Yes, exactly.
Stay there, Ado. Jesse in Ringwood. Hello, Jess.
How you going, gents?
Good, Jess. Happened, mate? Sneaky.
So my son just turned two, and over Easter he got quite a few eggs, and kept getting into them. So we decided to hide them on the third shelf of the pantry. And talking to my missus one day in the lounge room, he comes out covered in chocolate. Got the dining room chair.
Oh no!
Got up, grabbed a heap of them, helped himself, and we said, "Sneaky bastard!"
Yes,
got the dining room.
Well, little sneaky bastard.
Yeah,
actually.
How old again?
Two.
Just turned two.
Listen. Oh, that's good, Bill. I like that.
He pulled the chair out, you know, got on top of it.
That's good.
Got up and got the eggs.
A two-year-old. That's smart, Bill. Right, and sneaky.
And sneaky.
Bluey, Carrum Downs, Willis.
Oh, Bluey.
JV, champion,
yes,
Bill. I'm working on it.
Oh, red nuts.
Okay. I actually think that this is a sneaky bastard. Sneaky bastard.
Oh, right.
My wife and I were in a one-ton ute, and we're doing a right-hand turn. Turning into going to home, you know, like last streets and everything.
Yes.
Saw this sneaky bastard that was at servo. His mate was fueling up,
yeah.
And his son ran around, grabbed a hold of a 25-kilo pack of dog food, threw it into the bushes. I said to my wife, I said, "Did you see that sneaky bastard?" She said, "Yeah." And I said to her, I said, "All right. Let's steal it from them."
Oh.
So I quickly got the ute around the corner, mounted the curb. My wife jumped out, grabbed hold of the dog food, threw it into the back, jumped in and gone, "Sneaky bastard." And as we drove off, they're walking, they're trying to look for it, going, I've just put it here.
You out-sneaky the sneaky bastard.
We did the out-sneak the sneaky bastard.
That's good, Bill.
Have you got a dog?
Yes, we did, actually.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
It would help.
Yeah.
All right, stay there, Bluey. I like that. Shane Diamond Creek. Oh, that's old Zaha, right?
Yeah, how you going, Billy? JB.
Good, mate.
Hey, Shane.
Yeah, I pulled up into a bottle shop on my way home from work. They had a couple of travellers, and there's these two young kids pinching slabs off the side of the truck.
Oh.
What did you say?
No, I didn't say nothing. You know? They've got one each under their arms, and they took off.
No, you would have said, "Sneaky bastards."
Well, they didn't have to pay. I did.
Yeah. I know. Bill, he's not off the truck. You don't help yourself off the truck.
Well, if you can. The poor old bloke's unloading at the other side.
Steve from Sky. Stevie?
Go, boys. How are we?
Stevie. Just have a look at topics go, by the way.
Yeah, I copped the sneaky bastard at the casino last week.
What happened?
Well, I'm playing with the roulette table. You know, it's hard enough to make a bit of scratch there. I had $10 on red 23, and the bloke next to me tried to claim my chips.
Oh.
No way.
Did they go the camera?
Sure did.
And?
The DRS was good.
Oh, well done. Oh, good.
What do you get? 38 times 10, do you? 380?
36 times 10, yeah.
36, yeah.
36, Bill.
Oh, sorry,
you say
Jim.
That maths is your strong suit?
I haven't played roulette for a while, Jim, to be honest.
John Scoresby. Hello, Johnny.
John Scoresby.
Yeah, hey, Billy. JB.
Hey,
hello.
John. Yeah, good, John.
Yep. Well, I saw just exactly as you described. I drive a 4-ton truck and I was doing the shopping centre. And I did it every day, and I have to go into the car park to go to the loading docks.
Yes.
And I get a ticket and get out for nothing.
Right.
And I see these people doing what you've described, and I saw a guy line up one day. He's come up behind me. I knew he was going to do it. Put my ticket in the boom gate. The boom gate's lifted. I've driven through, stopped.
Well done.
Oh, good boy.
He's gunned it straight up me bum.
Nice. Nice.
All the trucks back in.
Yeah, that's it, Bill. Yeah. Nice. I like that, Johnny. Well done.
Yeah.
That's dealing with a sneaky bastard.
That is.
All right. Hey, we've got a ripping prize. Rabs, what is it?
The complete box set of all the X-Men movies, because the 10th one, X-Men Dark Phoenix, comes out. So it's 9 movies, plus we're going to give you a $100 Uber Eats voucher to eat while you're watching them.
Bluey, Jim. Yep. Bluey, who out-sneakied the sneaky
did.
Bastard.
They tried to chuck some dog food.
He was with the wife.
That's it. See those sneaky bastards? And then he out-sneaked them. Bluey.
Yeah, mate.
Are you an X-Man fan?
I am.
All right. There's been nine of them to date.
There's 10 coming up, Jim. Dark Phoenix. Yeah.
They're all yours, Bluey. And by the way, by the way, you can grab all those on iTunes at the moment as well.
I think he's a Zarsoff brother. Jim.
One of the Zarsoffs.
He is, Bluey.
Bluey's. Along with who else?
Oh, well,
Fartsies?
Terry.
We've got some North Melbourne Geelong tickets too.
Oh, okay.
Away.
Rudy. Righto. Who else do we like?
Well, John was good. Scoresby, he stopped the bloke
sneaking behind
through.
Him. Yeah,
well done,
parked
John.
The truck and wouldn't... Johnny?
Yes.
Footy tickets, Geelong and North. The Brayshaw Brownless Cup.
When's that on?
It's Sunday. On Sunday, mate. Celebrate Mother's Day there. Get there early and you can get some free roses as well from Mum on the concourse.
There you go.
You know what is interesting that day, Jim?
What?
Chris v. Brad on Mother's Day.
Yes.
What about that?
Oh,
who is she be going for?
Nice. Well, whoever's the holding the function. It'll be North game, she'll be with the Kangas.
Poor Mrs. Scott.
Don't worry about that for a second. Hey, nice topics. What about
not
that?
Bad, Jenny boy. I like
jeez. I spoke earlier in the week about at James Brayshaw Global and Trending, of course, on Instagram. And not only the amazing shot of just before I really unleashed with the axe, the ton
not,
of wood.
Not the owl.
The ton of red gum. But also, Bill, the owl. The really rare tawny frog mouth at the back of my joint.
Which is not an owl.
No, well, not an owl, but rare.
Yeah.
Especially the Sandringham wide mouth. Anyway, Bill. Randy Package,
Mo Hope,
who's one of our favourites, of
yes.
course, been
around for
been
a long,
around
long,
for a long time.
Time,
given us not only on Triple M Footy Saturdays but also the Rush Hour. Lots of great feedback.
Yes.
Sends me, and I know he tagged you in, Bill. Would that be the
he
right
did.
Terminology?
Yeah, yeah.
Tagged you in,
yeah.
Saying, "Hey Jim, this is a photo of a kookaburra on a tree. Hey Jim, how's this rare and unusual kookaburra
exactly.
I spotted over the weekend? What a find! Hashtag get around it.
Well done.
Don't be taking the piss package.
Yeah, well, he is.
This is a standard kookaburra you can see anywhere. Whereas the Sandringham wide mouth, Bill, they are a rare item.
Oh, the Sandringham wide mouth.
That's
is,
it. And don't worry. Well, that's what I've got there. You can see it's a fatter bird, Bill. It's not your skinny bastard that anyone can find.
Oh,
anyway, I'll tell you, they've got around me. The following now is enormous. And I've got a little feeling that old mate Brownless has got some Instagram envy.
Mm.
Yeah,
what are you thinking?
James Brayshaw is really, really taken off.
I reckon you've mentioned the at tag enough.
So, Bill, I get the feeling in the next 48 hours,
yes,
you might just try and shoot one back across my bow.
I'm working on something, Jim.
I really am.
And it will be a nice little cannonball that shoots across your bow.
Thanks for the Game of Thrones spoiler, Bill, you tool. Especially after JB said no risk.
Yeah.
Well, it's only one thing, Rhino, we're going with,
exactly.
Rhino Harris.
It wasn't too bad,
just the
thought.
Fact that there was a scene with no baps. What else you got, please?
Any discussion of the best players from New South Wales must include the Drilledry Juggernaut. That's me. Would have won the 1989 Premiership for the Cats if the rest of the team had looked after him occasionally instead of Gazza. Spot on, Paul. I like that. Well done to you, my friend.
Shawnee Phelan was Bill a Butcher in a previous life.
Why?
Because you slaughtered the English language and also the joke every day.
The Saturday quiz, the list goes on.
Yeah, I like it, Bill. And I saw a photo of JB with a Sherlock wheelbarrow. Of course, the Sylvan Sherlock. We give them away here.
We
just ended up one short.
Yeah, some bloke still, he's sent in three or four emails looking for his wheelbarrow.
Aiden Brown, I know the truck that fell off, he reckons. Hashtag still global and trending. He knows. So, Bill, watch this space.
I am, yes.
Because at Bill Brownless, my suspicion is you might just want to re-enter the fray because at the moment you're copping a slapping.
And something that's out there and trending.
Oh, hello.
Mm.
Hello.
Stand by, Jim.
Oh, no.
I'll trending Brownless soon.
Oh, don't even think about it. Not far away, Tyson Goldsack, of course, Bill, one of our all-timers.
The sack.
Been on the air 10 years. He's been with us that whole time.
Has he?
Premiership player, of course, for
we've
the
Maggies. We've seen him grow, that silly beard.
And out there he's in bloody Pakenham.
Had a child. He lived out of Pakenham. Still not. Is he still out there?
I think he might be out that way. Got a fair slab of bogan about him. We love him.
Had some drink, remember that?
Yeah, and he's done well.
I think he won an award.
I won an award with the new brand, so we're going to find out about that when he comes in the sack. Yeah. And, of course, Collingwood flying. Going beautifully. Now, Bill.
Going well, Jim, yeah.
Dangerfield, I'm hearing, may just not come up for the Brayshaw Brownless Cup.
Well, he was sore last week, Brayshaw Brownless Cup.
Well, I've just won the Judd Brayshaw Cup. And yeah, comfortably won it too. He came in, tried to bloody tell me that there was a chance his mop. So I'm not as confident. When are we playing Sunday?
Sunday. Hurt his knee last week. He played out the game. Only had 9 touches. So last week, him 9. Selwood didn't play, of course.
Well, he'll be back.
Yeah, well, he'll be back. So that's right. And also cricket, Jim.
Yes, go on.
Cameron White, who was part of the furniture down at Victoria since, I reckon, 2001 as an 18-year-old. Yep. He might have walked in there.
That's it, Bill.
And he has not been offered a contract next season for Cricket Victoria.
So that's him done.
Yeah.
Of course, Renegades, he was a part of their winning team in the Big Bash.
Yes.
Well, he has had a bloody good career.
You know how many Sheffield Shields he won?
How many?
Six.
Six?
Or six.
That's bloody good going, isn't it?
You're New Zealand.
And, of course, Bill, over 160-odd first-class games.
Yes.
Average 40.
Average 32.
You need to be a very, very, very good player to average over 40 in Sheffield Shield cricket, Bill.
Yeah.
You need to be unbelievably good. If you get up around 43-plus, you need to be exceptionally good. For him to have done that...
A flat track at Adelaide Oval.
You'd have to suggest that's a bloody good career, Bill, if he's managed to, pull that together.
Flogsville, you're from. I've got something else that I've been doing a bit of research and found.
Sack loves his cricket. He's nodding. He agrees with me. Yeah, keep going.
Oh, Sack mentioned him bowling. Who was that one that used to bowl off the wrong foot?
Froggy Thompson. He's quite sharp, though.
Who do you reckon in the AFL, and you can say to Sack if you want to, since you're sitting here, most shots at goal this season without scoring a goal? I've done a bit of research into this.
Without scoring a goal?
Yeah, me and Ethan.
Righto, who?
Yeah. Well, Tim English has had 5 shots at goal and hasn't scored one.
Mr. Moore.
Dylan Shield.
Serious?
12 shots on goal and hasn't kicked a goal yet.
Bloody good player.
So, Ethan, am I well done on that?
Righto.
So, Molly out there, he helps us out.
Ethan and I. All right, we need to get to the Sack, all right, our man. Find out what's happening inside the tent at Collingwood.
I don't know.
One of the biggest clubs in the comp.
He's not in the tent, Jim. He's out there. You go and train with the old, with the Brumbies.
Some respect.
Goes across the face. The Sack lights his chances from 50.
Sack.
Found his way through. And Gold Sacks kicked it, I reckon, 3 in a row to the Pies.
Premiership player, Bill, 2010,
yes.
165 of the best for the Maggies. Well, at the moment, not in the main setup.
Just sharing you around. Give everyone a go.
He's here, one of our all-timers. Hello to you, Tyson Goldsack.
How are you doing? I like coming in here because I like that intro. I reckon it's the only one you've got. It's about the only goal I've kicked, I guess.
How many goals in 165?
It couldn't be many. There couldn't be more.
You had a spell there where you snuck forward.
Yeah, I played a year or two up forward. Still not many, though.
So, I tell you what, the...
We've got defensive elements up there, I think.
Yeah, exactly. 1%. Second on the ladder, the Magpies, 5-2. Not many spots. Down back, let's have a look. No, they're going beautifully. In the midfield, flying.
Yeah.
And the forward line working beautifully together.
Yeah, yeah, they're making it pretty tough at the moment. So, yeah, that on top of the fact I can't get a kick in the VFL, it's not really going so well at the moment. But as we know, it's a long season and... Round 8, plenty of time.
But you would be very pleased, given you played in the grand final, so therefore the Collingwood preparation's shorter by a month than everyone else.
Yeah, I don't mind
that. Or most other mobs. To have got to the point in the season you are now, and we'll put that 25 minutes at the start of the Port game together, shows that you're in really good touch.
Yeah, I think so. I think the preseason in general is too long. I mean, you generally have to manage it. If you're starting at the start of November, you have to come off at some stage, so... The benefit of us starting later is you just have a really hard month going into Christmas and then roll out some scratch matches and away you go. So their boys are in good nick.
Oh, mate. That first 25 minutes. That was as crisp as I've seen Collingwood play for a long time.
It is. And we've probably done that the last couple of weeks. We've started really well up there in Brisbane. We started really well. Mm-hmm. And then second quarter maybe came off a little bit both games and allowed them to kick a few. But, yeah, it's good to watch.
Hard to maintain that for a start. And secondly, how often do you see a mob jump out to a big lead early in the game and then that's and what the eventual margin is?
It happens
all the time.
Or to continually beat each team each quarter by so much. It was it's hard to maintain that rage.
Good to have Benny Reid back in the side.
Really good.
Yeah. How's really his good. Form in the VFL? Was it
form
good?
Form in the VFL was good. I think it was almost... It was funny the timing of it. Coxie went out with the ankle and Reedy was right there for the picking. Mm. So he had done the work. He'd earned his spot and the spot just happened to fall at the right time for him and then he took his chances.
He looks fit.
I think he kicked 1 goal 4 or something.
So. It's always worried him, his kicking.
Yeah, it has.
Same as his brother up there in Sydney. Yeah. But he looks fit. He looks strong. He was fit. He was running up Great goal when he was up and centre-half back, started it, and then ran through and kicked a nice goal on the run.
Yeah, his work rate's been huge. I mean, his work rate has never been a really... Not his work rate. His endurance has never been a real strong point of his. It's usually kind of down the line, long contested marker, but he's working around the ground nice at the moment.
Do you have a drinking ban or rules? We see poor old Stephen May get in a bit of trouble over the weekend when he was injured. What are the rules?
Gee, I hope not.
Because you're in trouble. Because some clubs do and some clubs don't. It's up to the individual.
We have guidelines. Mm-hmm. And it's it's under if you have a soft tissue injury or if we have a short turnaround between games, you're not allowed to drink. But outside of that, it's not free game, but it's
you look after yourself.
Exactly. As long as you do it in a reasonable manner. And it doesn't look like he's going too wild there. He's just having a little sip of beer.
I think he had three or four pots. Of Carlton draft it was, I could tell.
That was a big pot of Carlton draft.
Maybe a pint, three or four pints.
Even a stein.
Could have been happy hour where the pints are only $6. So you go a pint.
Do you, Bill? You find that's how it works? That goes well.
But I dare say if there was a problem, the club would have said something and would find out about it. I don't know.
No, well, he apologised this morning to the players, that's all. And I don't think there's been a fine or anything like that.
Darcy Moore just gets better and better. Did you see him having the impact he's having back?
I think we've seen the potential of it, for a number of years now. Obviously, injuries have let him down, but he's only, what is he, 23 maybe? And he's 200 centimetres.
So quick.
And agile.
He's 203. So, I looked it up the other night.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was that tall.
No, he's 199
even.
Yeah, but with GST.
Don't save
and
him.
His hair.
Don't save him, Sam.
No, exactly. Yeah, so I'm looking at
that. If you get any 21, 22-year-old that's that big and that quick to get him fully fit for that, like, from 18 onwards, it's just not going to happen. So,
but also uses it beautifully going out, and no one gets any separation on him at all.
He's so quick. His closing speed's so quick. He's got the reach of a sick dog. So it's they're nice traits to have.
Oh, what are you saying?
Height 203 centimeters.
That's probably your own mob, Rabs.
That's probably on our website though.
Yeah, so 6'8". Wikipedia says 199.
It's on the Collingwood website. It's
that old Collingwood six-footer, Bill. Yeah. They're all added a little couple of centimetres.
And who else you got down at fullback? Oh, Ruff.
He's got Ruffy down there.
He's 200 centimetres.
Yeah, big boys.
So now you've got to be, if you're a centre-half back, centre-half forward, fullback, you've got to be 200 centimetres.
Yeah. Well, you look at Joe Danaher for Essendon. It'd have to be 200 centimetres. Yeah. He moves really well. Buddy also
times
about that
have changed,
really
haven't they?
Benny Brown, he's over 200. Yeah. So a lot
and
of the forwards are that size, aren't they?
So you need to be big and be able to run all day. Which it's a fun sport.
We're basically closing down the spots you can get into. By the end of this conversation.
No, I'm only 194, but gee, I move well.
Yeah, exactly. You're a tagger. Can you tag?
Not in the midfield, I wouldn't have thought, no.
Is it true that Darcy Moore has based his look on Keira Knightley?
Yes.
That can't be true.
It's true.
That cannot be true.
It was in the paper, Jim.
Keira Knightley.
He doesn't have the right of reply, does he? Yeah, that's definitely true. it's not true. He actually dressed up as Keira Knightley for our Mad Monday last year.
Okay.
Would have looked all right.
Yeah, you looked,
After a few beers,
we're just going to peel back a couple of the layers of the Collingwood boys next, because Saxon, he can let a little bit go, Bill.
I know, that's what we like about.
So we'll do that next.
Collingwood's Tyson Goldsack in the studio.
So, this is how many times he's been in here, Bill.
How many?
He says to us, now, that intro off the top I quite liked.
Yes.
But I'd also like my other one. we've gone, what are you talking about? He said, the one where I kicked a goal in the repeat, Granny.
Yes.
And he said, I didn't know that existed.
No.
He said, go ask Matty. He even knows Matty, who's a Collingwood bogan.
Yes.
He said, Matty, you'll go and be able to find it, so play it for us.
Third chance must go through. Goldsack, 18 metres, goal! From 18 metres out! And Collingwood have got the first!
Rexy Hunt.
I didn't know that gave away the distance I was kicking.
18 metres.
felt like 50.
In the replay.
In the replay.
You would have been able to enjoy that. You had that tucked away pretty early.
Well,
that would have been
I had to slip down there, kick the goal, show them how it was done, and then just went down back after that.
Perfect. So, just got a
single-handedly got us over the line.
Happy birthday to your teammate.
Yeah. Who? Tom Phillips.
Tommy Phillips. I don't know whether you heard this, but he came in with us not long ago, Sack, and halfway through an interview live on Triple M.
Yes.
He started eating a chicken wrap.
I'll give you another thing you can't do. You can't eat. You cannot eat your chicken roll on air.
Hold on. Well, I talked to the whoever's outside, and they said, no,
chili,
it's fine,
chili,
bring it in.
Yeah, yeah, do whatever you want.
So you just...
Jill said, bring it in. Oh, she said to me, make sure Billy doesn't...
steal it off you.
From you. Yeah.
He was eating on air.
It does not surprise me at all. There's been times where he's taken food out of the kitchen and put it in his locker for later. Not as if we're short on food,
short of food
at Collingwood, but just wants to make sure that he just loves food, obsesses over food.
And also either right on time or super late, you say.
Yeah, exactly. There's never really. And I wrote it in the paper on the weekend, and he came in on Monday. He's like, what's this you're saying about me? I'm on time now. And we look at the clock, he's 2 minutes late. It's as if the perfect watch, but the perfect watch set 5 minutes too late. It's just always like, there's times where the guys are walking over to the ground to play a game, and he's still in the ice baths. So what are you doing, mate? Yeah.
We've also got, of course, another of our men, Tay Adams.
Hey, Tay.
Groin injury, and apparently more serious than people thought. Well, certainly according to the Nine News bulletin. Oh.
Some bounced into Collingwood this morning, but Taylor Adams wasn't one of them. The news his groin injury is worse than first thought, certainly hard to swallow.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's
what
Alicia.
What the hell?
That's Alicia there,
Bill,
one of the finest reporters.
What's that? Oh,
one of the finest reporters she is, Jimmy boy.
Is that a poor choice of words?
Yeah. Jeez, I don't want that to be in your bulletin, Bill.
We've got a couple of tweets here too from Tim McGrath. From Geelong, I don't think, one of your mates.
Yep.
He said, FYI, which is for your information,
that's
Jim,
it, really,
the sack was a mad quick back in his cricket days.
What?
Mad quick. Took the new pill down the hill.
Who for?
Packing them up at Yabbies.
Packing them up.
The mighty Yabbies. And none of this turf stuff like you got here in the
what,
city.
Matting?
It's synthetic. Yeah.
Oh,
the synthetic wicket. Oh, my last game playing for the A's, the Yabbies.
Yeah. Oh, the A's.
Down the hill. All bowl. Don't worry about me. Had one poor guy for Clyde. Just leave one outside off stump. You can't be doing that. Not when I'm steaming in.
You got to dive back off the length.
Just got to nip in a little bit.
Where did you bat? What number?
That's not. Let's focus on the
batted
bowling.
13. They actually said, don't walk out.
Yeah.
I got another tweet here, Jim.
Hello.
That goal you kicked was the first goal, wasn't it, in that replay?
Sure was.
And someone won some
up.
Someone won some money.
I did. I mean, Mum did.
Oh, we did talk about that. Actually. We did talk about that.
Mum had $5 first goal and $5 for best on. So it's not like she's a great punter.
What price were you again?
87-1.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah. Mum was happy.
They were popping the corks out and packing them.
Didn't matter if you won or not.
Straight to the bar. Didn't even watch the rest of the game.
Still get back there or you moved into the burbs?
I've moved in. So
good.
I'm in South Yarra. But Mum and Dad are still.
Yeah, that's my South Yarra, Bill.
Yeah, you always, I try and say hi to you and you always walk past me.
I thought you were that homeless man.
And I've stolen a baby from somewhere.
Do you go to Pakenham back?
Mum and Dad are still in Pakenham.
Oh, good.
Packing them up in the hills.
Oh,
so we go back, get up there and nice bit of fresh air. Yeah,
and tell us about the
Utonic
drinks.
Yeah.
And didn't you win something?
We did. Beverage of the Year, if you don't mind.
Beverage?
Jeez.
Yeah, so industry awards up in Sydney. We won Beverage of the Year for one of our tonics. So it's going really well. We've got three of the functional beverages and a range of kombucha. You'd see a lot of that down in Brighton Way. It's a fermented tea, good for gut health.
It's big at footy clubs, kombucha, isn't
it? Huge. Yeah, they are absolutely delicious. So jump into any IGA near you and pick yourself some Utonic.
And Harriet, how's she going? What age, Harriet?
Harriet is, she was 18 months not long ago.
And flying, they tell me.
She is an absolute weapon. Yeah, she is unstoppable. She loves it. She's always on the move and taking her to the club and we do a bit of recovery together and she jumps in the pool and it's awesome.
Someone told me, because I didn't actually see our man roaming Bran. Thank you, Bran. Friday night in the Collingwood rooms, finding out that Jaden Stevenson doesn't wear jocks when he plays for Collingwood. Is this true?
I hope not.
How can that be true? Like, you can't do that, can you?
I wouldn't have thought so.
Would it be because he has, like, bike pants on and doesn't wear jocks under them, maybe?
That would make sense.
Because otherwise...
I don't know if he'd get bike pants that would fit his legs. They'd be baggy on him, though.
They would be, but otherwise the old tackle would be roaming free.
Roaming Brian free.
It would be.
I'd be very nervous. Even when you get jocks that don't quite fit that snug.
Who was it a while back where the snag just appeared out of the... It was about 10 years ago, I reckon.
Yeah, for a look, didn't it?
Yeah.
Was it a Geelong player?
Yeah, who was
Corey Enright, maybe.
And it was like...
Could have thrown it on the
worked
bus.
Its way around a bit too, Bill.
Did it?
The photo of it.
Well, no, I didn't see that, Jim.
Now, it was worked up before it was worked up.
You spoke about some of the Collingwood players. The coach's pet, Adam Treloar, yes?
Yeah. Paul Hazelby, apparently.
Paul Hazelby, was it? Mm. Definitely, I remember it came out mid-game. And was much sort of spoken about.
Yeah.
Keep going, Bill.
Teacher's pet. I mean, Penrith has been for years.
Yeah, I would have thought.
And they're just kind of, not so much teacher's pet, but they love the game of footy. They're a bit obsessive with it. And and they just don't want to get on the bad side of the coach, which, yeah, you can understand, I guess.
And he goes along.
I wish I was on that side.
He goes along and watches the netball too. He's got involved there.
Well, he's heavily involved. He's with Kimmy Rav, so the centre.
And so who else is there too? Coxie's there, the Jeeve.
Coxie snagged Jeeva. Yeah. So as soon as she came across in England, he snapped
good
that
girl,
up. So,
good girl, Jeeva.
It's actually really good having the netballers there. They often train in the morning before we train, but it just kind of brings a lighter atmosphere to the club. It's nice.
And the crossworders, I always like that because I can't do a crossword.
I don't know. I can't see why you wouldn't be able to do a crossword.
But yourself, you love it?
Yeah, I do like it.
Tay,
Josh Thomas, Darcy Moore, a bit more of an intellect here, so he's handy to have on side. And then if we're a little bit short on answers, we just drift into the physio room, and Lockie Fuchs, our physio, is very sharp. So,
there you go, Jim.
Then we go to Google if we need to as well.
And,
very nice seeing you, Sack.
Yeah.
We need to let you go, but the U-Tonic drinks, you can get them anywhere?
Pretty much, yeah. IGA for sure. And
beautiful.
Yeah, a few little outlets here.
Get stuck into that. And good luck not only for the rest of your season, but also the Maggies who are airborne.
Beautiful. Flying.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Try and get a game, mate.
Yeah, all right, Bill. Good idea.
That'd be good.
Think you can outdrive Billy?
Oh, my God. You got a hold of that one.
Prove it. It's Billy's massive ball for the all-new TaylorMade M5 M6 drivers. They're so fast, they're almost illegal.
Bill, used by Tiger Woods, Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy, Jason Day, one of the great pieces of equipment, M5, M6.
Yep.
They are at the cutting edge of golf equipment made by the best brand in golf, TaylorMade. And Bill, they are putting together a prize that has to be heard to be believed. All Rabs, we're sending two people to Queenstown, Jack's Point in New Zealand, to not only stay at the incredible lodge there, but to play two rounds of golf.
How many games of golf,
Everything
bro?
Everything thrown in. Meals
golf
included,
carts,
the lot,
yep.
Your transfers, flights, everything.
Wow.
That's the winner.
How good is where the golf
Jack's
course
is? Yeah, oh, it's
Jack's
magnificent.
Point. Is
Absolutely
it?
Superb. That right. whole golf precinct around there is amazing.
Right.
Anyway, so Bill, all you had to do is get online and tell us why you think you can hit the ball further than you.
Mm-hmm.
Fat.
Me. Yeah.
So if his golf swing's anything like his ability to speak, shouldn't be any drama at all, says Reesey.
Hey, Jim, we've had over 500 entries.
That is unbelievable.
Because the price is so good.
Harley, even the prize.
Yeah.
When you play golf with me, you need binoculars to see how far I can hit the ball, says Harley.
James, depends if you have to measure it straight or you can measure two fairways over. So a bit of a slice there, Jim.
Shannon, after watching his skit from the footy show in Germany a few years back, I don't think Bill knows how to handle a long shaft.
Brett,
hashtag small pixel.
As John Daly once said, is this right? Hit it as hard as you can, find it, repeat.
Yep, he did, and he was nuts. So, Bill, it is one of the great, if you're a finalist, you are guaranteed of a custom fit M5 or M6 driver and a year's worth of balls.
Yep.
The TPX.
So we get five finalists.
Yep.
We come into TaylorMade, Stimulator. Or the simulator. The simulator, Jim.
We were going so well.
And everyone gets three drives.
Yes.
And obviously the longest drive,
that's
Jim,
wins you win that incredible prize.
But the other four.
Yeah. How good.
They win the M5 or the M6.
Yeah, Benji will make sure you get the exact setup and you also get the balls. I'm telling you, the TP5X is the one that I use, Bill, and that is the one that Rory uses. It is absolutely superb. So, Rabs, how do people get...
MMM.com.au and then just click on the win page, which is right at the top there. Just click win and you'll see it. Yep. Bill's massive ball. Click on it and you can just enter. It's that easy.
He's an idiot. Bill's massive ball. But by the way, M5, M6, Bill, have got the injected twist face technology. So if you don't quite flush it in the middle, it will correct the ball for you and you won't hit it miles right or left.
How does it do that?
It's unbelievable.
Wow.
So if you, even if you're not able to be a part of this magnificent competition, but you love your golf,
yes,
get down to your local, wherever it is, and get hold of M5, M6 drivers from TaylorMade, because I'm telling you now, Bill, they are the best in the business. And when are we doing this, Rabs? How far away until we actually go out to the simulator?
2 weeks. Simulator. So still got a few days to enter.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to TaylorMade. And the balls are very good too, they tell me. You said that.
They are, Bill. Mm. They're used by the best players in the world. So you get stuck into this, and if you're a finalist, you get to go and see, which is an amazing thing anyway, where they fit you with your clubs.
Yes.
Quite incredible. You've got this huge, great big screen in front of you, Bill, where you hit the ball, and it actually shows you exactly the trajectory.
Well, it's a simulator.
That's it, Bill.
Yeah. How far can you hit it?
Yeah.
250, 300.
No, you can't. No chance you can hit it 300.
You haven't
no
seen me play.
No chance you can hit it anywhere near 300.
It is not
I could swing one-handed and hit the ball further than you, by the way. That's why I'm not a part of this.
So you're not going to, you'll have a hit?
No, I'll be out there supervising things, but so there wouldn't be a person on this list that would get close.
But you're the golfer.
So that's why we've picked you out, Bill.
Who's the best AFL golfer?
Who is?
Well, now that
Joey Montagna reckons he's got a hole in one.
No, BJ Goddard's retired. BJ, he was very, very good. I think Jack Riewoldt plays pretty decent golf.
Tom Hawkins.
Chris
Scott.
Oh, yeah. Well, then you get into the coaches play nicely. Mm. All right, Rabs. Mm. So that is how you do this, and I suggest you get onto it quickly because we are starting to fill up. 500 already.
Very good, that. It's all a great prize. It is a very, very, very good prize. Thanks to our friends at TaylorMade.
All right, Fat. What we're going to do now is take a little break. We've got the coaches' votes to tell you, which are always of great interest. And I suggest the joke's worth hearing.
It is. Because
I'm certainly interested in where you got it from.
Stand by.
Some coaches' votes. What a show this has been, by the way.
Good show, Jim.
Bloody good a show. We got the sack, obviously, dominated. And Duck early on, who I just want to be there.
Oh,
I want to be there when you annoy him enough. So just put you to sleep, just gently for a while. And we would all rejoice.
Exactly.
He got his eyes rolled back.
Well, mate, don't mention Game of Thrones, Jim.
No.
Let me tell you.
And any form of spoiler. Oh, I like it.
Or any of his.
Bill, now,
yes.
Coach's votes.
Well, Scott Pendlebury on the long time ago.
Incredible.
Now, Jim. He got the 10.
He'd have to be close to in leading the Brownlow. Well, one of the top contenders
He'd
anyway.
He'd be up there. Yep. Darcy Moore was very good also.
Yes.
Harmsy, old Chomp Chomp.
What about Chompers Harms?
He was good.
Yes.
Maxie Gawn got two fours
very good.
There. He
very
was good.
Good. Yep.
Liam Shields. Jeremy Cameron, of course, outstanding.
No question.
Will he kick 100, Jim?
Oh, he's the only one who will.
Right. Oh, thank you. He's leading by 13.
That's it, Bill. The only one that will.
Dane Zorko.
Yeah, the Zork.
And Hugh McCluggage.
And McCluggage, very, very good boy.
Exactly. Yep. Western Bulldogs, Richmond, Norton, of course.
Oh, yeah,
10 out of 10.
No doubt.
But the Bont got 4 and 4.
Yes.
Of course. He'd be up there in the Brownlow.
Very good, yes.
West Coast, Gold Coast, Shuey. What about this?
They actually shouldn't hand votes out for
they
that
should, You're spot on. But Gold Coast got within 11 points in the last quarter.
Yep.
All the votes, Shuey, yo. Darling, Shepherd, Gaff, Sheed, McGovern, all West Coast players.
Yes.
No Gold Coast.
No.
Carlton, North, Gunnington
same
now.
Same thing can be said.
Trent Jamont, he's going well, Jim.
He is.
Azebel.
The Frog.
Zerha, of course, rising star. Geelong, Essendon. The Tom Willis medal went to Tom Stewart, Jim.
I know.
But Tim Kelly with 9.
Oh, what?
Yablet. Get him off tonight.
Nice.
6. Stewart, 6. Adelaide and Freo.
Well,
Brody Smith.
Almost the same.
Do you
no
see
votes.
He got 6 votes there? Riley O'Brien.
No.
Remember the big ruckman?
Yes.
He's come good.
And Nat Fyfe also having a very good season.
Yeah, so Bont and Pelly leads it.
Yep.
From Cripps, Kelly, Neil, Penderbury. And good to see a Ford finally there, Jeremy Cameron getting votes. Good to see, Jim, because Ford's
I know,
in
Bill,
games.
We say this all the time, that the Brownlow's just a midfielder's award, but this has become a midfielder's award too.
Exactly.
The coaches just universally, the top five, are always on ballers.
Spot on.
All right, now anything remotely humorous.
Yes, Jim.
Sam Petrescu-Seaton in tomorrow from Carlton.
SPS.
Yeah, that's it. Looking forward to meeting this fine young footballer.
Yes.
And then midweek rub, Nath Brown, Damien Barrett. Tell you everything you need to know about the AFL, middle of the week.
Looking forward
of course.
To
and more of Bill's massive ball.
Oh, how good has that been? The massive ball. I think it's the title that's got it over the line.
You think that's what it is?
Very, very popular indeed.
Can you believe it?
How good is it?
Well, it's one of the great comps is why it's so good.
That's right.
Anyway, Fat, we get to this point of the show and we ask you to provide some laughs by way of a joke. It's sponsored.
Do you know how much pressure...
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Let's face it. If your socks are knocked off by Billy's joke, time for new socks. All day socks by Underworks. All right. Nothing knocks these socks off.
Bondi Rescue.
Come up with something funny and original.
Oh, fat has to get saved out there in the beach. Mate, just... If you're over 100 kilos, don't go. Look at her. Can't even pull her into the rubber ducky. Come on.
Straighten up.
Come on. Here we go.
Big and fat.
Now, original Jim. And yes. Funny.
Very good, those socks and jocks, Jim.
Yes, no doubt.
Now, are you ready, Jim?
Yes, I am.
If a horse wears horse
shoes. Don't you even think about it. That's
Jim's
mine.
One and only joke.
And it's funny. So I go with it and you cannot steal it.
Have you got another joke
if
at all?
If a horse wears horseshoes, what does a camel wear?
What?
Desert boots. Oh. And Bill, it's legitimately funny and you aren't stealing it.
All right, so I've got another. Lucky I've got another one.
Go on.
Up my sleeve.
Oh. He's smelling his own armpit.
Here we go. A man and a woman were seated opposite each other on a train, Jim.
Yes.
Which is very nice. Hmm. The woman said to the man, "Every time you smile, I feel like inviting you back to my house, my place."
Oh, no.
"Every time you smile, I feel like inviting you back to my place."
Yes.
He said, "Oh, he thought he's half a chance. A bit of a snifter, Jimmy Boy."
Yes, goes, sir, thank you, Bill.
"Are you single?" he says. She said, "No. I'm a dentist."
Oh. Oh, no.
That's why I couldn't say your home. Had to be your place.
Bill.
But he thought he was a bit of horizontal
Bill,
dancing,
Bill.
Jim, but nothing.
Did you just rip that straight out of the paper?
No.
Right
up here.
Up there.
Up there.
Yeah. Out of, under his sleeve or out of the paper?
Thank you, Harold, son.
Oh, no. Come on.
Oh, another good show. Yeah. Have a spell, Jim. Go to your parent teacher. Another kid. Stop having kids, Jim.
Oh, don't worry, I have.
Come on, don't go swimming.
That was the Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Finish up tonight.
I think you might have to.
And you'll never miss a moment if you download the Triple M app.